Hello, my name is Banis and we are on the Wave Ride podcast. Today we'll be talking about maturing and growing up with the one and only Andre.
What's
good?
What's shaking? What's popping? What's cracking?
Tell us. So, growing up, what did that inspire in you in terms of career? Anything actually?
That's a very weird ass question, if I'm being honest. Because when we were kids, everyone used to think, I want to be a doctor, I want to be an engineer, I want to be an astronaut.
Exactly.
Like, everyone had all of those ideals.
Mm-hmm. What was yours?
I wanted to be a pilot.
Uh-huh. What changed in between?
My parents couldn't afford a fly school for me.
Oh.
Yeah, like
finances.
Yeah, like that was a problem because my grades were good.
Mm-hmm.
I just ended up doing business and IT because my parents couldn't afford to have me in flight school. Yeah. What was yours?
Mine. Mm. I wanted to be a doctor. Because of Grey's Anatomy and Ben Carson.
No, Ben Carson came in high school, like in the primary.
No, he came in primary for me because I have elder siblings. So like when she was in class 8,
uh-huh.
I was maybe class 3 or
they
something.
They made you help them do their homework with them.
No. Like the books in the house.
Uh-huh.
I'm a reader.
If
Ben Carson's books are in the house, mm-hmm. you read Ben Carson's books. Though my sister became a doctor,
mm-hmm.
I did not because of grades. Mm-hmm. Though in high school I was a first aider. I think my dream was lost in between my own personality and my own desires. Like they weren't matching.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's something you could have done instead of that.
In line to that.
Like you could have been a fucking EMT.
Exactly. That's true, because like first aid EMT.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I discovered my creativity in
poetry.
wait, relax.
Okay, fine. So, I will call my tits.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So growing up, like, my dad likes Lingala.
Mm-hmm.
So he plays it a lot. And then there used to be a channel on TV where at like maybe 7 to 8, after news, yeah? It would be Lingala.
Yeah, look at DSTV, Zuku, Amaya Watch.
Like, I wish. I don't know. It was just Kienyeji once. I don't remember. Maybe it was 8 to 9. I don't know. Before bedtime, anyway.
Nikituka, KBC. More or less.
Like, kituka KBC, to
Citizen, say all of that shit.
Missy
Jui. Go on.
So I have this memory in my mind. If it's true or not, Missy Jui. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So I was over there. Like the TV is playing Lingala, and then I'm over there dancing in front of like my parents and my siblings.
Mm.
So I think as time went on, I embodied that. So in university, I found myself in performing arts groups, and in high school, like I was a chorola. So it's always been finding its way to me. Yeah, so that's why I couldn't be an EMT, because like that's a full-time gig. You're always there.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But other things you can sour. I like biology, but I'm a creative.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I settled for microbiology.
Honestly, for me, what I studied and what I do right now, they aren't...
Related?
They aren't too different.
Okay.
Yeah, because MIS is basically a mix of computer science and business administration.
Mm.
So when my job is being e-commerce, mm-hmm. like it fucking makes sense. How does that make sense for you then? Because for me it makes sense. Like, yo, I've done business.
Yeah.
I have done all of this.
Okay. So in university, yes, I did the degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also did like the...
Goja. Applause is needed.
Thank you. Received.
like swing your hair a little bit more. Kidogo, just
So I did a degree in microbiology, but it's one of those things where, like, even as you go through like group work and interacting with your peers in the same course, they're like, "Hey, you shouldn't be here. Why aren't you doing mass comm and stuff?"
Still finished with your degree.
African parents.
Okay, fine, fair enough. Go on.
Anyway, but I have no regrets because I do have a passion for biology, and like I've been able to be in spaces where I see myself being more of a social scientist as opposed to just a scientist. Because scientists are very isolated. Difference? Okay, so scientists are isolated from the world, so they're in the lab. Mm-hmm. Like, they just get the data and then they analyze, then they bring it back.
Okay, so what are social scientists then?
So a social scientist is someone who like has the information and then now exactly. So like they interact they interact with the world in a way that they're educating them to prevent like the end cause, you get.
So they're not noobs. Okay,
exactly. Yeah, so I think that's more of me, because as much as I may say I'm an introvert, I do like interacting with people. I do like teaching per se, because I have so much to give. And yeah, I've not answered your question.
Yeah, you haven't. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, so content. Okay, social media. Right now I'm doing social media. Why? Okay, we're going to the digital era. That's one. And I was inspired by someone, Wanga Njiru, and I'm doing her course.
This is some legal shit. Like, relax too. Usama, you're doing exams for anyone?
I'm not. It's not an exam. It's just a course.
She still wants a certification.
Okay, so when you see something and you are like, "Why am I not doing this thing?" That's your calling to do it. So, like for maybe 3 years, I was like, "Imagine I could do this thing. I could. Why am I not doing it?" So now I got the.
So what was?
This the toolkit thing,
exactly.
Content creation, like being on camera, talking to people, and I was like,
"Now you look cute doing it."
Exactly, I was born for this.
Yes, you are, but I am distracting you, and I honestly think I gave you too much psych for that. but just go on,
But you always need like the spark, the kickstart, and sometimes it's not inside. Like inside is not enough, cause. For all the 3 years, can you imagine the things I've been telling myself that made me not do it?
Yeah, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not skinny enough.
I'm too late. I am too late. But when you do a course and you have a mentor and you're like, okay.
And you just have someone to push you. Exactly. And they're like, "Yo, bro.
Exactly.
Just do it. Stop being an idiot. Just do it."
Maybe idiot is not the word, but okay, like, that's the word. I would use personally, but
serves the same purpose.
Yeah, though. Get out of your own way. So that's why I am here now and where I am. The poetry has always been with me.
Yeah, now, because honestly, that was something that was very random.
Yeah,
when it happened to you, because I just started uni and then I hear you. Bano is on to poetry, and I'm thinking,
I'm performing at gigs.
She was writing poems. How? Since why? When?
Since form like, two, we, my G.
Like, we used to talk even since that from two.
Form two.
Yeah, since fine. My mom is Kikuyu.
No worries, yo. No pressure.
Hey.
Relax.
As in, okay, fine. I was just making it certain for people who are here.
Yeah.
In case I, you know, fucked up. And but yeah, though since form two,
we knew each other from form two. It was form two.
Yeah, it was form two. The camp in Nyeri.
Oh, St. George.
Nyeri.
Oh, the camp in Nyeri. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you are not poetic or something? Like, you were just the cute girl who just sat behind everything that was happening. So, guys, so me and the guys just like, you know, she's cute, but... she's cute.
Wow.
No, honestly, there was nothing more.
So no brains, no, okay.
No, we didn't think about... At the time, we were fucking 14.
It's fine.
Like,
it's
relax. Fine.
No pressure. No
relax, pressure. Relax. At the time, we were like, oh yeah, she's cute. Yes, she is cute, but... Yes,
exactly.
Like, you're not thinking about your future or anything. Like, I would want to be with this shore for a long time or some shit like that. We're just like,
oh, that's deep.
So we're just like, yo, she's cute. Yo, let's just fucking talk to her. Ah, ngoja. I'm going to ngoja. Umefanyo nini?
What?
Umesema hi, akasema at you, I'm fine. And you're okay with that, bravi? Ebu, rudi tu hapa tuko boys. It's all good. It's all good. Kula tu ali yako.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I get it.
Eba, yeah.
So we've talked about your dream was to be a pilot, and then finances were like, oops.
Jump scare.
And now you're here in business, integrated with IT. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you happy?
Yes and no.
Okay. Yes, because
I'm still doing stuff that I studied.
Uh-huh.
I'm still doing stuff that when you finished Form 4,
mm-hmm.
did you do a course that would help you out, or did you just do a course that would get you out of the house?
Get me out of the house. Yeah, and you?
Another course that would help me out.
Which one?
I learned web development.
Nice.
And Android development.
Nice.
I was with my friend Bradley.
Bradley.
That was the problem.
What has he done?
No. Bradley was my derailleur at the time. Though I also did my fair share of derailleur.
Okay.
He just texted me at some point. He's like, yo, Andre, are you in class right now? I'm like, yeah. Could you sign for us? I'm like, yeah, it is. You saw, I've signed for us. Then he's like, sir, because you've signed for us, talk at two class, jifanyo nenda cho. We are going to Yaya Center. And I'm just like, what? Why? Where? Normally, Bradley and I used to have Kedukama 70 bob. Because that's what we were given, like, minus the 30 to get to where we're going. So, like, when we were getting there, yeah. We always had the 70, Bob. But he got a DL before I did, and his parents were okay with him driving their cars.
Yeah.
So, he just told me, so you've signed for us, yeah. Jifanya unenda cho. Kuja ground floor, come to our car. And I was like, yo, bro, what? Why? We're going to Yaya.
Wow, what? Derailment.
Yeah. And it's not like we're doing drugs or anything.
Yeah. Oh, just chilling.
We're just chilling together. It was just me, Bradley, some shorty, I'm trying to remember her name, Ongeshi. And some other dude, I'm forgetting his name, he's still in Juja. Like, I can check my phone and I'll still find it.
No pressure.
But yeah,
what was the question?
I'm also trying to remember.
Are you satisfied? Are you happy with the path you've chosen right now?
At the moment?
Yes.
I am.
Lovely.
No, okay, I wouldn't say I'm not unhappy with it.
Why are you happy?
Yeah, but at the moment, like what I'm doing, it makes me feel happy. It makes me get into people's minds and try to make people spend money on our company.
Okay, so psychological manipulation in many ways.
Yeah, no.
Is that marketing?
That's actually pretty fun, if I'm being honest.
Oh my
days. It's pretty fun. It's
beware,
pretty fun.
Ladies, beware.
towards the company, yes. Towards me, sure. Don't fucking
do not
stress.
Do not separate.
I got
girls,
you.
Ladies, ladies. Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry, it's a job.
Like, exactly.
Anyway, let's go.
Yeah,
but like what I'm doing in the office, like I love doing what I'm doing in the office.
Mm.
I honestly didn't think I would love doing it.
Yeah.
But it's like a different experience.
Yeah.
Though I still spend a lot of time still studying on IT. Like I still learn on coding.
Mm-hmm.
When I get home.
Yeah.
So, well, my point is to
integrate.
To get a job from someone who's paying me from States.
Yeah.
And then still have a job in Kenya, because like they'll expect me to be at work at like 8 p.m. Mm. to something. Mm. And I'll be in the office from 8 a.m. to steal something. So like I'll be getting a win from everywhere. One's facilitating how I live, the other is facilitating how I will live after.
Amen. Yeah. We love it. I think for me, I am very satisfied, though I do not have clients for social media marketing yet. Management rather.
But say that I am envious of you.
I am managing myself. Okay, don't be envious, so, because...
You live through life and you are happy every day. When I didn't have a job, I was depressed as shit. And I'd look at your stories and I'm like, why can't I be like you?
Oh, my days.
Yeah.
So, it's not like that. I won't lie. Mm-hmm. You see, your low days, I also have my low days. But you show up and you inspire.
Like, how do you inspire yourself then? Like that was a big problem for me. Like, how do you inspire yourself?
You decide, mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what I'm feeling now. Why am I feeling this?
Mm.
And you ask yourself, and you're like, sour, this is the reason. But what can I do now? Because most of the time, in my experience, you're either depressed because you're living in the past, mm-hmm. in the future. You're like, okay, sir, I'm doing this thing, but like, when does it add up?
Mm-hmm.
When do I get the returns on this?
Yeah.
And then you're like, sour, that's the future, that's the past. Right now, I just want to share that I bought some shorts on a random page, and they're cute. And I want people to see, you know, because I don't know if people are keen.
So you live in the present is what you're
trying I try. Because sometimes, like if you see my stories, sometimes.
I see all of them.
Exactly. Uh-huh. My eyes are like swollen.
Mm-hmm.
That's from crying. It's not, I'm not always happy, but I'm like, imagine.
Now you're telling me on air that I should be asking a lot more, are you okay? Because I know I asked that.
No. But, yeah, okay, sour, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But like, it's more of transcending. Because mm-hmm. if I decide to dwell in the sadness and in the tears, there won't be stories there. Why am I showing the world that I'm sad? You should always remember that social media is a highlight reel.
Wait, so are you trying to say that you live your life according to social media?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that if I am going through a tough time,
mm-hmm. not everyone has to know.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
But because I know that...
But not everyone has to know that you're going through shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But because like this is real life and uh-huh. social media is real life kind of. I will share it eventually.
Right.
And be like, guys, hey, me have been in the pits.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how I've been coping. Ni.
Uh-huh.
So a smile is not necessarily who you are now. But maybe it's who you want to be. That's why they say, fake it till you make it, you know?
Fair enough, Touché.
Yeah. What would you say? What would you say you'd like to... What would you tell young Andre?
Mm.
You now, talking to young Andre, whichever age that is, what would you say?
Right. Young Andre was smart as fuck, if I'm being honest. So I would just tell him to believe in himself a lot more than he did. I would tell him to do things that he thought would work out. Because if they did work out, they would. Because if I'm being honest, they were very high risk. If they didn't, he would learn a lesson. Because like, that's the thing.
You never lose.
You never lose. Exactly. Like, you only lose if you tell yourself, I have lost.
If you never try in the first place.
If you never try.
Yeah.
Like, you'll never know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's what I'd tell young Andre. Just tell him, you have these issues, you have all of these things that you've asked people who you think are older than you would tell you better. Just try what you want to do.
Let me tell you. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead. Please do.
The answers. The answers are always within you. Always. That's why people tell us to meditate. They tell us to spend more time in silence. Because who are you listening to in meditation? Who are you listening to in silence? Yourself. Though you need to build that trust. So why should I listen to you if you're the same person who says, okay, on Monday I'm working out, I'm doing all these things for
me. No, if I knew.
And exactly. Yeah. So you need to build that trust. So if you say on Monday you're going to work out, work out.
So in your head you're like, I said I would work out and on I Monday. Did it. And I did it. I did the cardio.
Exactly, because I am important to me. So it's building that relationship with self.
So you're trying to say you love yourself?
Always. You are number one in your life. You are number one. Because I'm telling you, no matter how much people say, oh, give nini, how can you be pouring from an empty cup? Because either way...
It's actually pretty simple. It just gets to some point when that empty cup even gets emptier.
And what's the point? Because why are you trying so hard to make someone else's life better when yours is in the pit?
Fair enough. Like, that makes sense.
Exactly.
That makes a shit ton of sense.
Yeah.
Right,
I hope your chain of thoughts... I don't know if you can
tell me. My train of thought is this. Bro, you need fair.
We are going home.
Wagwan.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, honestly, thank you. That's something I hadn't thought about.
Yeah, always point to your cup. Whether it's taking care of yourself, like physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, you are number one. And then other people. Yeah. So
that
Andre,
sounds selfish, but
no,
still going for no.
Selfish is not evil. Anyway, that's a conversation for another day. Yeah. But like.
But yeah,
you come first.
We're done for today.
Yeah. And it's been a pleasure. It's been lovely.
No, honestly, it's been nice talking
and
to you.
Enlightening.
I have missed talking to you.
Oh my days. Call me more.
I will. Call I swear to God. But yeah. Like, no, but we need to see each other more though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, true.
It's been a pleasure.
Alright, so
To more of this. Andre, unfortunately, this conversation has to end, but it can end on a high note. So, what are your hopes for the future?
If I'm going to be brief, to be wealthy.
Wow.
But,
what's your definition of wealthy?
To not have to live a day in my entire life.
Mm.
But that's also a bit wild because if I have a job that I enjoy, I don't have to live a day in my entire life.
Okay.
But like, I just want.
Do you mean live or work?
Yeah.
Do you mean
work?
Because I'm like live. You have to live to
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I meant work. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's fine. No worries.
Yeah. I meant to say I don't want to work an entire day, my entire life.
Yeah.
I want to be that wealthy. But that's going to be hard. So
it doesn't have to be, but okay.
That depends. Unajua to wash.
No. But najua the principle that life is not actually supposed to be hard, and life is supposed to be easy. You're supposed to have fun.
That's what she said. Go on.
And I am she, so. anyway, so you can decide.
Like, fair enough. Though, like, what I'm aiming at right now is just to get to a job where I enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I enjoy getting paid for what I'm doing.
Yeah. The employer, like, meets your value.
Exactly.
Yeah.
After that, we can think of what comes up next.
Yeah.
Because, at this point in time, I just want to be independent. I want to feel like I can live on this planet by myself, with myself.
Mm.
But just for the feeling, I know I will want to have people with me, but just for the feeling.
I get it. I really get it a lot.
So what about you though?
So for me, the same. Mm-hmm. Wealth. I want to be wealthy. And wealthy for me is making money in my sleep.
God damn. See what? Sorry.
You should be.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Na kufanya finance
uni. I beg. So making money in my sleep is like having enough investments and like assets that are ever growing,
right,
to the point where that if I decide to sleep a day,
I'm not you're so good.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
Nah, that fuck makes a shit ton of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Expand your mind.
I'm embarrassed. You should be.
But it's been lovely.
Bombastic side eye.
Criminal side eye.
Yes.
Yeah, but Andy, it's been lovely speaking with you today and seeing you again after so many years. Oh my days. No, we met for Wayne's birthday. We did.
That's still 6 years ago, though.
Stop.
That was 2017.
No. The one at Wayne's, Big Square.
Wayne's, but oh, okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, right. So that's 4 years ago.
I think four years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been lovely. I'm glad you're well and fighting through this life, because every day is a fight. But yeah.
Nah, you look better every time I see you though. So
because we are fighting and winning, oh.
Yeah, no, fighting and winning. No, you're winning for shit and you are winning.
Always.
Yo, Shari, you are paying us. I'm not supposed to curse
relax,
on this podcast.
Relax.
So let's just say goodnight to like all the people going. Goodnight, goodbye.
Whatever time.
Good night, thank you.
Yeah. It's been real.
It's been real.
Much
it's been
love,
good.
Likes. See you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
Stay
if
tuned.
You will see me.
Bye.
Bye.